I do sport and so on, but you know, I don't do any most other playing in the games or whatever. So yeah, but of course, great when you have fun with the game.
Yeah, I'm not an extreme football fan per se, but it's exciting to watch. Right now, there's a lot of hype and a lot of excitement in the air, so it's exciting to watch. And it was a good, exciting game that could have gone either way, right to the end. And you know, so it was very entertaining. And both sides were definitely trying hard, and because winner goes on, loser goes home. So unfortunately, one side had to lose. But it was exciting to watch, and the only goal happened in extra time, so that made it even more exciting.
Yeah, okay, I totally see your point. I totally can understand why, you know, people like to watch, different kinds of games and so on, and, perfectly fine, but I'm just saying, I myself, you know, I couldn't get it, to be honest with you, but, you know, great to have fun, and of course, especially when you go to a stadium somewhere, it can be, very interesting, you know, if you're interested in the game, of course. I myself, I was in the stadium once, and it was totally boring for me, but it's good other people have fun with it, but as I said, I don't. Thank you.
I know what you mean. As a sport, it's not one that I find very exciting to watch, but some of it is just the overall atmosphere that it's created, which is kind of nice. You know, the city is alive right now with FIFA and with sports going on, so it's kind of nice to see, and it's nice when the home team, you know, does well, you know, whether you're watching or not. It's just that positive energy that's around, and people are excited, which is always nice. The city's alive, it's exciting, and lots of red today.
Yeah, I see, and of course it's the same in especially Canada with hockey, for example. Actually, I did play hockey myself a little in Canada, of course, just for fun and so on. So, but of course, playing myself was fun and so on, and had some good days over there. So, of course, nice to play hockey and so on. But you know, the same thing. I'm not really into watching hockey. But they, was really fun, so I don't know, I just don't care, so, yeah, so, and what else is going on over there in Canada, Hiroshi?
Well, right now, I was involved with the committee, we were organizing all 16 of the host cities for this soccer tournament to have special event call signs on the air. So, in Vancouver, we have Victor Bravo 7 Foxtrot as our special event call sign. And I'm not sure if they're on the air at the moment, but of the 16 cities, they're on regularly on HF, so you can definitely hunt for those if you want.
Ah, okay, I see, that's interesting. So, of course, when you that's great, of course, when you mix it with ham radios and have special call signs and events and so on, that's of course good. A question, I just changed the radio. Do I sound any different, better or worse or whatever? Back to you.
Both sound very usable, just different tone to the voice on both. But both are very usable, very listenable. I wouldn't complain about either. But if you want to look up those special event call signs or see what you're hunting for, I can give you the website, and you can look on there if you want.
Yeah, okay. Give me the website. I'll write it down. But slowly, please.
Okay. The easiest one is going to be ourcallsign.ca. So it's VictorBravo7Foxtrot.CharlieAlpha. So VictorBravo7Foxtrot.CharlieAlpha. And then on our site, you can link to the big site on the back page. and you can see all of the other station names and find them that way and find out the rough schedule when people, which stations will be on the air at what time and which band and which mode. So you have some idea where to be hunting as opposed to just randomly looking.
Yeah, okay, I got that, and I'll have a look at it. I myself, I'm also not, actually, I don't use HF at all. I have a HF radio, which isn't connected to any antenna or anything. I planned for years, you know, one day I will hook it up to an antenna or maybe go outside and have a field day or whatever, but I haven't done it yet. So maybe when I retire, I will start with that. But you know, for now, you know, I'm using Echolink and Old Starlink and different hotspots like Nightstar and OpenSpot, and you know, I'm on every digital mode except Easter, I have to say. So I'm using DMR and Fusion, and of course FM, of course analog. So you know, that's what I'm doing most of the time. And yeah, so using handhelds and mobile stations and so on. So yeah, so for now, you know, that's enough for me. Yeah, and I like to go to other countries, you know, and see what's going on there, because meeting some other people from other countries is a little more interesting than talking to your neighbors over here. I mean, I talk to my neighbors, of course, in person and so on, but, you know, I don't necessarily have to talk to them over the radio. So I just like, you know, seeing what's going on in other countries. Over to you.
It's always exciting to hear what's going on halfway around the world, and it's nice with All-Star Echolink and other modes like that to be able to talk around the world. But still, HF just has that little magic that I'm here, you're there, and I can talk to you with nothing else in between, which is always an amazing feeling when it works.
Yeah, of course, I know what you mean, and when I got my license, I was actually on HF for a while, and I talked to several countries and so on. But I think the main reason why I didn't really follow the HF anymore is just the way I was communicating. Like we have a small group, like one ham is from the United States, and one is from the UK, and another one is also from the UK, and so on. And with HF, you can say, for example, we'll meet at a certain time, and we all talk to each other, because you never, as you know, you never know where you go with your signal, and you can't talk to several people at the same time on the same frequency in different countries of the world. And actually, years ago, there was a pretty good net on Canada 420 network, it was called. And I was there pretty often, actually. And, yeah, mainly there were, let's say, maybe 8 people, I would say, almost every day, the same people, and some other people, you know, they came once in a while and so on. Of course, you can say we'll meet with so many people from so many people from all over the world, including Japan, actually, at the same frequency, because that's just not possible. Back to you.
Yes, the worldwide propagation, depending on your direction and the time and everything, it does make it tough. But it's exciting when it works. And sometimes the bands are amazing, and other times there's nothing. So it's just trying to find that right time and play with what you can, and then choosing the right bands every time. So that's been the fun with this, with all those special event stations, is trying to find what band works the best and try to open it up for as many people as we can. So is it Asia? Is it South Pacific? Is it just South or North America? Where are we aiming? Europe? It's been a lot of fun trying to predict some of that and get those stations heard all over the place. And it's been exciting, actually. We started when this whole tournament started on the June 11th, and I think we have about 65,000 CUSOs already. And it's been fun watching the numbers grow.
Yeah, I've left a little pause in case someone wants to join. Yeah, of course you're sure, and you're right. And there are, you know, so many playgrounds we have on ham radio. I mean, some people, you know, they use Earth, Moon, Earth connections or use satellites, and I'm pretty sure nowadays people not only use balloons, they also use drones, I guess. I don't know. So, you know, there are so many things you can do, yeah, I myself, as I said, for now I'm happy with the hotspots and everything, so yeah, I have fun with that, and yeah, and I can go to my groups or whatever, rooms, wherever they're called at any time, you know, and I don't depend on HF. And of course many people would say that's not real ham radio. Okay, maybe that's true in a way, but you know, I'm happy with it, so everything is good. Yeah, actually, I'm having a look at your homepage you mentioned right now. Yeah, pretty professional and good homepage, of course. That's great, and yeah, interesting, and I'm really glad you're having fun with that. So that's cool, and back to you.
It's always nice when you can combine some hobbies together. And I've also, over the years, one of my jobs has been doing large-scale events and producing events. So working with all these games has been fun, but also working the ham radio into it this year has been a lot of fun as well. It's been busy because of that, because every time I turn around, there's something else that needs to be dealt with. Logs have to be submitted, everything. So it's been a lot of fun, but been busy, but exciting at the same time. So I've been enjoying all of this. And, yeah, hopefully we can get you some contact on some of those bands and some of those modes.
Let me turn down audio. Yeah, one of my ham radio friends, KE6PK, that's AD from Porterville, California. He's a member of the American Legion, and he also does, ham radio stuff and so on, and he's a member of course, a local radio club and so on, and they, of course, also have events where they mix things, one hobby with another, and that's, of course, great when you can do that, and of course, when there are events like, let's say, Ironman or whatever, of course, there are always, opportunities to help out with ham radio in a way and introduce other people to ham radio and so on. So, of course, there's always a way of integrating ham radio in other hobbies or in other things you're doing. So, back to you. I have to be a little careful because I'm used to echoing and so on, sometimes I talk a little too long.
No worries. Yeah, this repeater has about a 3-minute timer, so we're pretty good that way. But it's a fun hobby, and you get to talk to people all over the place, and you never know who you will talk to and what you'll talk about, which is a lot of fun, too. As unpredictable as that is, just like the conditions.
Yeah, I have to say, with this repeater system, I am a little surprised because I listened in for a few times now, and there are big nets, as you know, there are big nets going on with lots of people signing in, and then the net ends, and then you don't hear anything, sometimes for hours. So I think that's a little funny, because I would expect that there's no more activity outside of the net, but obviously that's not really the case. Back to you.
Yes, at 9 a.m. local time, so about where we were 15, so 6 hours, 6.5 hours ago was our big daily net on this repeater. So if you if you're in, it's every day of the week. Starts at 8:30 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So like I said, about 8 hours before now. And it's always a fun one because we have about 150 to 170 check-ins every day for that one. So it's a busy net. I run net control for it, so it's a lot of fun, and getting to talk to 150 friends first thing in the morning is always fun. So if you're around at that time, please, you're more than welcome to check in. Just connect, if you connect up with EchoLink, All Star, whichever, and